episode 210, Stop Living on Leftovers.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Oh, my, I have missed you. It just seems like forever since we last chatted. I'm glad you're here. I hope you're excited you're here. I am actually dealing with some storms on the ocean, and it's really interesting because when you look at how nature kind of reacts to itself, it's fascinating. Then you take it and you look at it from our perspective as to when storms come into our lives, and it's very similar. You know, when there's rain in the sky and the weather's kind of all funky in the clouds, then you notice the ocean waves are stronger and they're more fierce. Think about it with our lives, and when things get hectic, our bite becomes more fierce, and we tend to have that tone of, I'm going to get you regardless. Amazing how all of it is kind of intertwined, but yet so different. Anyway, just food for thought today, since we are talking about leftovers. Okay, we're not exactly talking about food, but we are going to somewhat talk about food. Stop living on leftovers. Are you ready for that menu for today? All right, you better have your coffee, you better have your tea, your lemonade. For me, I'm having some wonderful water because I love you, and we need to chat about living on leftovers. If you all don't know, I am Christiane Wargo, and I am excited that you're here. I'm glad you found the family here at Create Your Now. If you're not sure and you're like, oh, who is all the, you know, where do I find out more? Come on over to our Facebook page. You can find us. You can just search for Create Your Now. We're on there. You can like the page. And if you want to get a little more intimate and become friends within our community, we have a private Facebook group that's just for you. All you have to do is request to join. It's facebook.com/groups/CreateYourNowPodcast. All right. Okay. We've got to jump in because I'm hungry and I've just have got to share this. This has been on my heart for a while because as women and especially as moms, a lot of times, not only do we eat the leftovers from our kids' plates, but we are living our life off of leftovers. I know I did that for many, many years. I put myself always on the back burner. I took care of the kids. I mean, I was either pregnant or nursing for 10 years. And so my schedule ran to literally my children. If they were hungry, I fed them. If I was hungry, it really didn't matter. I would scarf down whatever I could when I needed to. If they were crying or they were sad or they were happy, I was there. I had to tend to their emotional needs. But when it was my emotional needs, it was on the back burner. But what happened over the years, and I don't know that I necessarily know that it was happening, but looking back over my journey, I became not necessarily resentful or bitter because of it, but the buildup of the holding in and not caring for oneself began to eat at me. And not just on the surface level, but began to eat at my soul. I began to lose who I was as a woman, okay? My identity. It wasn't about being a mom of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 babies and taking care of them and being their teacher and their caregiver. Because remember, I homeschooled for many years. It wasn't about all of that. And then on top of that, I would go and volunteer for everything else. So I was putting everybody else first, but taking care of me, no, it didn't happen. And it became this huge avalanche at different times. It wasn't just at one time. I mean, we did have that huge tornado for me personally with my relationship with my husband. But even we would have like little avalanches, and they were still enough to, you know, kind of like shake me up. And I would just go about and I'd kind of get upset, or somehow I would get over it and I would move on. Or I'd talk to my mom and everything was fine. But really, it wasn't fine. Why? Because I was living on leftovers. I was trying to build my life on taking care of everybody else. But really what I needed to be doing was taking care of myself so I could care for everyone else. But in my mind, that was a guilty. that, I mean, if I had to stand in front of a judge, I'd be like, no, you know, Your Honor, I'm guilty because I'm supposed to be serving them. And if I'm serving me first, I'm a jerk. I'm egotistical. I'm a brat. I have to have everything my way. And you know what? That's not how it is. But I think we begin to paint these pictures, and very few women speak out about this when they're trapped and they're truly serving from the heart. But the crazy thing is that they're not taking care of their self first, and eventually their life comes to a screeching halt. Sometimes it ends in a sickness. God says, whoa, if you're not going to slow down, if you haven't caught these red flags, then I got to pull back on the reins for you. So here you go, and your body begins to shut down. I had lots of these red flags go up, and I don't want you to have to go through that. And maybe you've already been through some of them, and maybe sitting here and you're listening going, gosh, maybe that was a red flag and I didn't see it. If you're having that reflection moment right now, press pause, put on a stop. Don't listen to me anymore, but come back to me later. And think about what's in your mind right now, because that's so important. You don't want to be living off of leftovers. A lot of times I get a question of how do you keep your motivation to, you know, how do you keep yourself going to becoming your best selfie? How do you get up every morning? It's not easy. There are days that I don't want to. There are days I just want to lay around. And guess what? There are days that I do exactly that. I still am doing steps to get there. But how do you keep going? Life gets busy. You get bombarded with everyone else's schedules and to-dos. Your kids are always saying, Mom, can you listen here? What about this? And your hubby says, I need you to go get this. Have you gotten taken care of this? Oh, wait, but then there's this too. And let's not, I mean, we throw in the boss. And it just gets absolutely chaotic. What happens is that leaves very little for you, hence the leftovers. Are you living on leftovers right now? However, we don't have to live on leftovers. I think sometimes we don't see it as that. And again, this is not just leftovers as the food, even though that can be a bad thing for our waistline. Or our thigh line, however you want to look at it. For me, it's the thighs. Shh, don't tell anybody. But seriously, how can you sit there and make a switch? Because it's really important. Sometimes we just don't pull ourselves enough away. So I want you to reflect. I want you to have an outer body experience here. I want you to take an absolute drone view. Drones are in now. Hot air balloons are gone. I like them, but they're kind of dangerous now. We've had a few. We have a big, huge hot air balloon in Iowa. They have a huge, big, I don't want to call it a convention, but it's something, I mean, you know, it's an event and it's awesome. It's a festival and it's like 2 weeks long and it is beautiful. But we've had a few incidences that have, praise the Lord, have not cost anybody's life this year, but we've had some serious injuries. So we're taking a drone view. Are you ready? Going up in the drone. And I want you to think about your life. I want you to look at it how you see it. How are you interacting with the people that you love most, the ones that are closest to your heart? We're not talking about serving the community, your volunteer work, and all of that. You can think about that later. But first, immediately in your family, how are you serving them? Are you serving them truly, honestly, with a smile all the time? Now, I have to answer that and say, no, I'm not. I get kind of yucky. My children will tell you I can have an attitude and they'll call me on it. You know, now I try to, they're still learning on how to call me on it respectfully because they just call me on it. But I can respect them in saying that at least they do bring it to my attention. How are you interacting with your family, the ones that you love? Are you short with them all the time? Or are you one who gives to them with just absolute love and discipline when needed, yet sympathy at the same time and compassion? Where are you in that? Now expand your view and look at it now from a perspective of how you're serving your coworkers, your boss, okay? Maybe your employees, your volunteer community, if you're, you know, in the PTO and you're serving on school boards or wherever you are with all of your volunteer work at church. When you look at that, how does that view differ from the view of how you serve the ones you love the most? a lot of the times it's reversed. You're serving the ones that you love the most better, or the ones that you love that are further out, your volunteer, your coworkers. You put on a great face for them. But at home, some things kind of get garbled. So not only are you living on the leftovers, but you're giving your best to the ones that, not that you love least, but the ones that are serving most further out from you, and then the ones that you should be loving the most and serving them with your best always, they're getting the short change too, and they're getting leftovers, which doesn't even hardly give you any leftovers for you. Why? Because you're living on the crumbs. Oh, yeah, this is kind of getting depressing when you think about it. And you wanted to be motivated today and inspired. And you're like, I just need a ray of hope. There is hope, though. First, you have to acknowledge where you are. Now, if you have come from that and you are making a switch, that's great. But I'm telling you right now, it takes daily effort for me. It's not something that comes easy. Because why? It's easy for us to let our guards down around the people that we love. But we put the guards up trying to look the best for the ones that we don't love as much. Okay? Does that make sense? I'm not saying that you have to love your neighbor less than you love yourself or your husband. That's not what I'm saying. But your husband deserves an amount of love that your neighbor, well, you give to them, but you're not going to love them like you love your husband. Make sense? Okay, do not send me any hate emails here. I hope you understand where I'm coming from. It's kind of hard sometimes to make sense, but I'm trying. Okay, so you have these two different areas. So are you living them both basically equally, meaning they're not getting leftovers? You're serving all of them as they need to be served. Praise the Lord if you're doing that. I know for me, now that I'm working in the home, it is a lot different than working outside of the home. I am very careful on how I schedule my time. I mean, some people may say, oh, well, you hoard it. No, I really don't. I am very intentional with what I do. Why? Because of my concern about leftovers. My family doesn't deserve leftovers. They deserve the full meal deal. Okay? And not only does my family deserve that, but the ones that I serve outside, my clients, my community, they deserve the full meal deal. But in order to get that, something in me has to change, because you see, that's the common thread. Bingo! That's it. When you are living off of leftovers, you're not only sacrificing yourself, but you are compromising so much more. And so many more. And a lot of us don't see that. And we don't see it till it's too late. We have relationship issues. Okay, it starts to go what? Leads to the big D, divorce. The big S, separation. It leads to things like extra fighting that doesn't need to happen, yelling and arguments. It leads to breakups over friendships. It leads to jealousy. We fall into a deeper comparison trap. It's humongous, okay? This is like an ocean in itself, yet it's really not, because you're living off the leftovers. So you don't need to compromise anymore. How can you have it all without using any leftovers and actually eating the full meal deal? Wouldn't that be awesome to know? Well, you've come to the right place. Yes, you have. Of course you have. You have to get your M&Ms for a living. I told you food was involved. And better yet, it's candy. Yes, M&Ms are awesome. And you're like, what are M&Ms? Movement and motivation. That is what you need daily. This is your daily well-being prescription, is what it is. It truly is. You have to first take care of who? You. I'm going to say that again. You have to take care of you first. If that means you have to get up earlier to get some things done, well, then go to bed 15 minutes earlier so you can get up 15 minutes earlier to take care of you. Because in order to have your life greater than just leftovers and get the full meal deal, you got to have your M&Ms. And you got to take care of yourself first. So this is how you do it. Are you ready? Here is the secret code. Number one, M for movement, intentional movement. It's so important. That means walk, whether it's a workout. Maybe you're taking the stairs at work, but it's intentional movement. We sit way too much during our days. I read a study that says we sit over 9.5 hours a day of sitting, and that's our waking hours. Okay, sleeping, most of us don't sleep sitting up, so it's our sitting time. That is a ton of hours. In fact, I'm actually going to do kind of a study on myself to see how much I do sit. I did do a walking study. And I think I shared that on one of my podcasts, but I will do a special one on walking because I really believe us moms who say, I'm busy on the time, I'm running here and there, they think they're moving more than they really are, and we are not. We are not. And I did the test on myself. So when I say intentional movement, M&Ms, it is so important. You have to have intentional movement. If you don't like to exercise, don't call it exercise. Go and have a stroll. Go take a soul stroll and just walk, but be intentional about it, okay? That doesn't mean that counting walking your child into kindergarten and picking him up and all of that, that is not intentional movement. You need that time. Ultimately, 30 to 60 minutes a day would be fabulous, fabulous, okay? All right, number two, your motivation. Your motivation comes from, because it's the other part of your M&Ms, your motivation comes from your prayer, your devotions, your meditation. Anything in that area, okay, that is going to bring you your motivation. You got to have it. For me, it's time with God. It's important for me to have that. Now, sometimes I combine them. It's weird, but man, my walks and runs, they're all about God. Man, when I am working out, I'm like, God, you got this, dude. You are carrying me, dude, because I'm about ready to drop. And he carries me. Yeah, I have this kind of weird relationship. I call God dude. But I love him. I truly do. I think of him as my best friend. He is there with me. That's my time with him. So I combine my M&Ms. You have to do what's right for you and your walk. But it's important to have that quiet time, okay? So you've got your M&Ms there. But guess what? I am a nutty girl, and I love my nuts. So you have to have M&Ms plus nuts, and the plus nuts is the bonus, and that is what? Your nutrition. Yeah, you knew I was going to bring that in, didn't you? So think of it as if you like peanut M&Ms, you can think of it that way. Okay, it's a fun way to think of it. Nuts, nutrition. You need to eat real food with lots of color. You need to have a variety. And you want to be able to eat off and on. And I'm not going to go into a great detail here on how to set that up. We'll do that on another podcast on how you can really eat for the best benefit of your body, how you can set it upright. Because it's just an overall general rule. You also have to know that every person's body is unique. And so you have to find what works for you in your schedule to feed it. But ultimately, you've got to have the nuts. You got to have your nutrition. Okay? Eat real food with lots of color, variety. And when I say real food, you know what I mean by real. If God made it, you could have it. If you're like, I don't eat that way, then fine. Try to eat less of the boxed food then. If that means you're usually eating boxed food for 3 or 4 meals, then try to eat, you know, one meal of just all real food. And then start taking where 2 of your meals are all real food. And then eventually you'll find out that your taste buds are changing and you'll eat some of that boxed stuff and you'll be like, oh my gosh, this is like cardboard. What was I thinking? And it really does. It does. Your taste buds do change. So here we go. A recap. Get your M&Ms plus nuts for a living, okay? Number one, intentional movement. Got to have your movement in there. Your motivation is your what? Your prayer, your devotions, your meditation. And 3, your bonus is your nuts, your nutrition. I really do want you to live a vibrant life. It's time that you amplify your life and create your now. You can do this, but you what? You have to stop living on leftovers. So go do it and go get your M&Ms. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.